Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today we're talking about to supplement or not to supplement. That is the question. How did that sound?
A little Shakespearean.
That's from what Shakespeare play?
Hamlet.
Hamlet.
To be or not to be.
So, to supplement or not to supplement. This is part two of the two-part series. We had a lot to cover. So, let's talk about supplementation. How many Americans, what percentage of Americans use supplementation?
68% of Americans use supplementation on a regular basis, which is pretty high number.
Yes.
Most American, 84% of all Americans feel that supplements are safe, have high quality, and are effective. So it's something that is a well-received and well-understood type of thing to do, and a very common type of thing that everybody does.
Now, what are some of the reasons that people use supplements?
51% use it for overall health. So of the people who are using it, that 51% said, yeah, it's just to make me healthy. 30% say that they're trying to fill a nutrient gap. 29% said that they're using it to get more energy. 27% are looking at it for immune health. And 25% are for bone health, for osteoporosis. Supplementation is a big thing because most people become osteoporotic because of lack of nutrients. And then 25% use it for heart health.
Interesting.
85% of the people let their doctor know that they are using supplements, and 69% of all medical doctors have talked about taking supplements as something that they should probably do. And 78% of Americans think it's a smart choice to take supplements. So if you're taking supplements, you're in the definite majority.
You're smart.
You're smart.
So last week you talked about the different categories. I just want to review that because that I found very helpful, that there's different categories of supplementation. They're in four different categories. So you have your vitamins and minerals.
Yes.
And that would include what?
Vitamins and minerals, multivitamins, vitamin D, vitamin C, calcium, B6 are the most common ones that people take. So just hitting all the different ones, and those are kind of the most common ones taken, too.
Right. So you have the vitamin and minerals as one category, then the specialty.
Specialties are the omega-3s, which is a very important thing. Most people are taking omega-3s for their heart health. Fiber, melatonin for sleep, glucosamine chondroitin for their joints. And digestive enzymes are the most common specialty type of supplements out there.
Okay. And what's the third category?
Herbal and botanical. So the most common one on that is green tea, cranberry, cranberry for urinary tract problems, garlic, ginseng, echinacea, ginkgo biloba, turmeric, and milk thistle are some of the more common types of ones.
We have echinacea in our yard.
Yes, we do. Yeah, purple coneflower.
Can we just eat the flower?
Well, there's different parts of it.
All right. And the fourth category
is sports and weight management. So that's a big GNC type of thing. Taking the protein drinks, energy drinks and gels, hydration. Garcinia Cambogia, which is actually excellent for weight loss. Green coffee, amino acids, and creatinine are some of the most common
ones. I think of our son in that category. Protein,
yes.
Protein.
Oh, yeah. Trying to build those muscles.
Protein
big old bottles.
So those are the four categories, and most supplements are divided up into one of those four categories.
Okay. So supplementation is a big part of our practice.
It is.
Here at the Prather practice. And why is that? Why is it such a big part of our practice?
Well, what we're trying to do is to balance out the body functionally. So, you know, you need to use products to bring that back into harmony. And, you know, one of the things is that always, you know, we had talked about that last time, is that people say, well, why can't I do that with food? And so I list out what it takes to do that with your food, and they say, okay, I think I'll take the pills. And most of the pills that we use are concentrated foods.
Right.
So it's a matter of convenience, trying to, it's something that is controllable. You know, I can sit there and say, take six of these, and I know what the effect will be.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're doing food, there's too many variables that go into that. But I like to let people know that this is a foods that they really should have been eating. Oftentimes, you know, we can give them in herbal forms, which, you know, if you were trying to eat the herbs, it would be unpalatable. There's a reason that we don't put all of those into our food groups. Uh-huh. So it's something that is convenient.
Right.
So the supplementations is a convenient way to get the nutrients and the balance that you need in your body.
And they're concentrated. Yeah.
Concentrated, yes. You get more bang for the buck, as you would like to say.
And you're probably saving money and definitely saving time.
It is actually cheaper than doing the food.
Wow. So let's talk about who's most likely to show dietary deficiencies.
The most common group that you look at is older people. Mm-hmm. Things start to fall apart, and as they are looking at nutritional deficiencies, the older population is one of the more common things that is, you know, that is showing up positive along those lines. Matter of fact, many of the symptoms of aging are really nutrient deficiencies. As we get older, it's just like an older car. It needs a lot more maintenance to keep on running. And as we get older, we need a lot more maintenance. And so getting those nutrients into the system.
Speak about yourself.
So, you know, that's a big area. Pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
When you're making a baby, there's a huge nutritional need. Children, as they're growing, there's a greater nutritional need, and oftentimes they don't eat correctly.
That's why it's so important to bring children in here.
It is. Because it can make a big difference,
right?
See what's going on. You need to look at them.
I think we think children are resilient, and they're going to grow.
Of course.
But there could be deficiencies, especially this day and age.
Certainly. Athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Athletes are a very big part of needing nutritional. A good athlete knows that they need extra nutrition because of the demands on their body. And anyone who's going through any type of illnesses, there's a greater demand for nutrients at that point.
So why are we more deficient as we grow older?
The processes that we have to help to make us healthy, you know, the oxidation, one of the things is there's a whole chemical process. It's like all these gears go together.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get older, our gears don't seem to work as well.
They need some oiling.
They definitely need some oiling. They need a little bit of extra TLC. Vitamin D, we have had patients come in, mom's starting to get some dementia, and we look at their vitamin D. I can think of one patient that came in, and their vitamin D level was at 9.
What does that mean?
The person's not functioning.
Okay.
So we threw in vitamin D, got their vitamin D up to a normal level, and all of a sudden, mom, grandma is all of a sudden functioning fine. So, you know, looking at those things that
And we talked about the importance of making sure that you get your vitamin D levels checked through blood work.
Sure.
There's no guesswork in vitamin D.
Right. Yeah. We've also had people who were told when it was real popular that everybody should have vitamin D, which everybody should have their vitamin D checked and up to par, but doctors were just handing it out without having blood tests, and people were coming in quite a bit with toxic levels, and then all of a sudden vitamin D had a bad reputation, which is, you know, it was an excess.
The American right? way.
It's just like, no, vitamin D is really important. All the things that start to occur are rather devastating if you're low.
Yeah.
But if you are too high, you become toxic and you can get sick from that too.
It's all about homeostasis.
It's all about balance and homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as we get older, different types of nutrient deficiencies start to show up. And as they do, we start to have failings in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody, you know, you don't have deficiencies in pharmaceuticals in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Pharmaceuticals are for symptoms. Nutrients are to heal you.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yes.
Makes sense. Why do illnesses cause a greater need for supplementation?
The body's under a tremendous more stress.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at people who are going through cancer therapy, there probably isn't any nutrient that they're not deficient in. And it's very important for your survivability that you maintain your proper nutrition during that time. One of the things that they found, and they haven't really done as much research as they should, but if you are anemic through an iron deficiency or B12, folic acid, any of those types of nutrient deficiencies that produce anemia, you have a 50% less survival rate as someone who's not anemic.
Hmm.
That's just one example.
Right.
You know, if the liver becomes toxic and overburdened, which usually happens during cancer treatments or cancer itself, then it really cuts down on your survivability.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a tremendous amount of nutritional needs through any type of illness. If you have infections, if you have a weakened immune system, any type of autoimmune disease, anything along those lines. And then you're also talking about taking pharmaceuticals during illnesses, and they cause nutritional deficiencies to a tremendous amount. One of the things that occur with statins, you know, if you have high cholesterol, then you actually become extremely deficient in CoQ10. If you become deficient in CoQ10, that's what keeps the heart together and keeps it working.
Mm.
So you take something that actually causes heart problems that you're trying to help. So it's a matter of understanding and how all these things start to work and then working together with them.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. When we come back, more on to supplement or not to supplement.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and And I looked at them and I said, well, what do I do about this problem that I have, Doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, every day. And, of course, they all laughed because, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room.
Right.
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're talking today about to supplement or not to supplement. That is the question. And Dr. Prather, we're talking about how important during illnesses to supplement. I know we have cancer patients that come in and actually oncologists that refer them in while they're on chemotherapy to boost their immune system.
Yes, the success rate on cancer treatments increase quite dramatically if you can maintain the health of the individual during that time, which just makes sense.
Right.
The American Cancer Society says that 60% of all cancers are caused by nutritional deficiencies.
60% of all cancers
are caused.
Wow.
By nutritional deficiencies. Uh-huh. So, how much more does, if you're being treated for cancer, that you should be taking supplementations? The reason, probably the greatest majority of reasons that people are in that situation is because of nutritional deficiencies.
Mm-hmm. That could have started long time ago.
Absolutely.
That's why I go back to it's so important to get children checked.
Right.
I get so excited to see in our waiting room families come in, to be treated. Children, a newborn baby, a lot of times, right, when mom has the baby, they're bringing that baby in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time to start.
That is.
But it's never too late.
Right.
Right. Why is pregnancy an important time for supplementation?
Well, you're trying to, one, take care of two people.
Right. I've done that three times.
Yeah. there are a lot of different types of problems that start to occur. I had one pregnant woman who came in, and she had developed the shakes, and she didn't know why. So we did a blood test on her, and her serum levels of magnesium were extremely low. So we supplemented with the magnesium. And all of a sudden, she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
The body gives the priority to the baby, and it will leech whatever it needs to from mom to make sure that the baby is normal. So, if you're looking out for yourself, one of the whole reasons that oftentimes there's postpartum depression is because there was nutritional deficiencies during pregnancy.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting.
Right.
Uh-huh.
When you also get it to eclampsia, the hypertension during pregnancy, what occurs along those lines is that the body is needing different types of proteins, different types of materials, and it starts to actually break down the mom's kidneys to feed the baby.
So supplementation is very important.
Supplementation will prevent that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, looking at that, you know, one, making sure that you have an excellent diet, but even then, usually the diet isn't up to par.
Mm-hmm.
Checking on iodine levels. Iodine is one of the important markers on how intelligent your child will be. If you are iodine deficient while you are pregnant and you don't get that checked, then you could be causing problems for your child.
Mm-hmm.
Many things start out in the womb. And if you can take care of yourself and take care of the baby during that time, that's an important type of a process.
Yeah, you just made me think, and it's just so sad. Babies are coming out, you know, are addicted.
Oh, yeah, the, you know, and people who have addiction issues with drugs and things like that, they're all extremely nutrient deficient. One of the things that we always have to do whenever we have a addict in our, you know, that we're taking care of for treatment, is get their nutrition right. And as soon as we can get that, then their everything goes so much better. Mm-hmm. Their detox, they're getting off.
The brain
starts to work. Again, when you're taking pharmaceuticals, as I had said before, whether they're legal or illegal, you need more nutrients to counteract that, because all pharmaceuticals deplete proper nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So we've talked about, you know, the importance for supplementation for the elderly, for any illness, pregnancy. Why do athletes require more supplementation?
There's a greater demand on the body. One of the things that we had coming in is I had a young gal who came in, and her performance in long-distance running had gotten rather poor. And concentration wasn't there, and they were thinking about putting her on a Adderall Concerta type product to help her with her grades. I said, well, let's do a blood test on her, and she showed up a ferritin level at 5, which is you qualify for a blood transfusion at that point.
Wow.
So was that's the iron
gal?
Stores. Yeah, the young gal. And I said, you know, just to let you know, 80% of all females who are in athletics are iron deficient. And she said, you know, mom said, wow, you know, that's amazing. And we got her iron levels back up, and they went back to their cross country team, told them about that, and they said, well, you know, we should get all of our girls checked. So they got all their girls checked, and every single one of them, there wasn't one that didn't show up that they were iron deficient, severely iron deficient.
Wow.
And they got them on an iron supplementation, got them up. 40% of them were on a Adderall or a Concerta. They all went off. They didn't need it anymore because they could now concentrate.
Uh-huh.
And for the first time ever, they qualified for state. They made it a regular program, and then the next year they won state in cross country, and they had never even qualified for it.
Wow.
So, you know, it just shows up just sort of the needs that are there, but there are many nutritional needs. One of the things that I did is I had a gentleman who came in and said, I'm just really, really healthy. I just want to get checked and confirmed how great and wonderful and healthy I am. And I said, why, you know, why is that? He said, well, I'm a triathlete, and that makes me healthy. I said, oh, no. That's not how that works if you're a triathlete. Usually that's a huge stress on the body, and you're very unhealthy, and you usually need supplementation along those lines. And he didn't register that, you know, oh, no, I work out all the time, so I'm healthy. And I reiterated, no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. You know, as an athlete, you need more help than the average person. So we did the blood test, and his was a complete disaster. And I says, you know, you're a walking time bomb. Uh-huh. You know, this is what we need to do. You need to hold up a little bit until I can get you back up to par. Anyway, he thought I didn't know what I was talking about because he knew that working out all the time was a healthy thing to do and that he was making up, you know.
I think you were touching on his ego there.
Well, it was, you know, it's like, no, we can help you, but this is not going to work. And then 6 months later, he had a massive stroke, paralyzed on half of his body. Mm. Called up, wanted to know what could be done at that point. Because he said, you were right. Mm-hmm. And so we started working with him at that point. But, you know, if you are doing athletics, mm-hmm. your kids are doing athletics, you need more help. Now, mild exercise, things like that, really helps out a tremendous amount for your health and well-being. I'm all for that. Mm-hmm. When you actually get into athletics and a higher level of fitness and trying to work, your nutritional needs increase and you need more help along those lines than actually the average person.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Makes sense. You know, I do think there's that mentality. I'm a triathlete. I'm a marathon runner. You know, I'm healthy. But those people, it's very important. Supplementation is very important.
Yeah. Marathon runners have a much lower average lifespan than the average population. Mm. Much lower.
It's hard on the body.
It's hard on the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who needs supplements in their diet?
Well, that's what people ask me, and pretty much everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it comes down to is...
Our soil's depleted.
Yeah, our soil's depleted. You know, you're just not getting the nutrients that we used to. Mm-hmm. And then, even then, most people need. So if you're going for optimal health, really everybody should be thinking about how they can supplement their diet. There's a lot of different ways to do that. Herbs are one of the great ways. But you want to add in those nutrients into your system and get your body up to par, and then be doing checks to make sure that things are going right.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about how we know what supplements are the best for us.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
So she asks, how would you rate your pain? 4 stars. Two enthusiastic thumbs up. She goes, how would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the worst? Well, you know, saying a low number isn't going to help you. Oh, I'm a 2. Maybe the high ones. You could give me a baby aspirin and cut it in half. Maybe a Flintstone vitamin and I'll be out of your hair. You can go 10 to all the 3s and 4s and such. Anyone saying such ridiculous numbers.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
Can't you see I'm burning? Oh, doctor.
Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
So, Dr. Prather, how do you determine at the Prather Practice what are the best supplements for that patient?
We do lab tests. You know, mm-hmm. It's a matter of not guessing, but doing tests to know what we're working on. And then the other thing that we do is we retest, make sure that it's working. Mm-hmm. So if you don't test, you don't know.
Right.
And knowing is the best way to determine on what to give someone.
No guesswork.
Right. Yes.
Right. You know, and I was thinking about that vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. It's
sure.
not like a vitamin C.
Where you just pee it. If you get too much, you just pee it out.
Right, right. So important to get lab tests. Well, let's talk about what types of lab tests you do here at the Prather Practice that best show the need for supplementation.
Well, first thing is that we do a basic normal panels, get a good, understanding of where the body is. Oftentimes, I see a lot of functional doctors who aren't as familiar with, working with us, don't have the years on that, don't do the basics. They do all these fancy tests, but finding out, first I want to know how your kidneys are working, I want to know how your liver is working, I want to know how your pancreas is working.
Yeah.
Just the basic endocrine system, making sure that that's all working well. So that's the basis of what is going on.
I mean, it's our blood chemistry, right?
Yes.
In our body.
Blood chemistry, mm-hmm. understanding the physiology, is the physiology working correctly?
And what a smart way to start. Now, I know you've had over 600 hours of...
reading blood tests.
Uh-huh, of studying blood tests, of... so important.
Yes. People sit there, came in and said, oh, I've had blood work. My doctor says everything's great. Uh-huh. And I said, well, if you don't mind, I would like to look at that. And they said, sure. And they hand it to me and I go through and then I start going through all the problems that are showing up on their blood tests. Uh-huh. And they go, well, why didn't my doctor talk to me about that? Because it says right there on the lab test that this is abnormal.
Yeah.
And as I explained to them, their doctor is looking for, is disease-oriented. Mm-hmm. So if it's not in what they would consider a severe disease state, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Because as a disease doctor, there's nothing you can do about abnormals anyway. So, why talk about it? And whereas we are a structure function office and we are looking to bring the body back into homeostasis, and oftentimes there are some severe problems going on. It's just like I had one gal who came in and said, well, I've been going to my doctor for 30 years and, I'm doing fine. Mm-hmm. I said, there's some problems that are, as I'm doing the exam, there's some definite problems. I think you got problems with your kidneys. And she said, nothing's ever been mentioned. And she brought in several years of blood tests, and I was showing her how her kidneys were failing.
Through the years. No one saw that.
Where you were, now at this point, the next step would be dialysis. She hadn't gotten there. And she asked her medical doctor about that, and he said, well, you weren't in where we would need dialysis. Yes, you have kidney disease and you've been developing it for a while, but there's nothing you can do about that anyway until you get into a severe state.
And that's the disease care model.
That's the disease care model, and where I started in on her program, gave her the supplements that rebuild the kidneys, and they went back up to where they should be. Mm-hmm. And she had gone on hypertensive medicine. Because of the kidney failure, she was starting to get swelling in the legs. Mm-hmm. There was damage that was occurring to her heart because of it. Mm-hmm. And that is the disease care model, where we can sit there, take that, and go through that and raise that back up. So, it's a matter of, do you want to wait until you're on dialysis before you start treating something?
Let me think about it.
And didn't even know that was a problem.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
So
lab tests, very important. And I know we add the iodine and vitamin D to our Prather profile.
Sure.
And check that on everybody.
Those are extremely important nutrients. And then we can then take it much further. We can get into hair analysis, where we're working at tissue minerals, which is another way of evaluating the body. Mm-hmm. We look at the bowel health, seeing what's going on with that. A very important part of the system. Then we can get into all sorts of other different types of urine tests, get very specific within the blood tests. I mean, there are literally over 30,000 different blood tests that we can do. Mm-hmm. As we are taking it down, let's say that we see that you have a particular thyroid problems that starting to show up. Well, there's 45 different blood tests you can do for the thyroid. Mm-hmm. You know, to kind of narrow that down.
But our panel covers a lot, and you start there and from that, correct?
Right. The panel covers everything in your system, so it gives us an idea on where to go. You know, we sit there and look, well, that area is working quite well. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't really need to look at that any further, but then we delve in deeper into other areas so that we can find out what's going on with the system and how to work with it.
Right. And you know, and you think about these tests, all very affordable, inexpensive, instead of these fancy dancy tests, you know.
And you know, you're drawing blood, but drawing blood is not a dangerous procedure.
Well, you don't enjoy it when it's done.
No. But
it's the whole
you always
group.
Survive. You know, there's no problem.
Why is that? You say it's your lifeblood leading.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I always like to talk about the warrior response.
What's the warrior response?
Oh, yeah, I've talked about that before. There is in a percentage of males what they call the warrior response, because if you would have like your hand cut off,
yeah.
There is a drop in blood pressure that the body would have to keep you from bleeding to death. And so the body does that when you start to lose a lot of blood. Mm-hmm. And so the body, so you can keep on fighting and not, you know, die from the blood loss. So they call that, and it's only in males. Mm-hmm. And it's in a certain percentage, and they said that the advantage on that was a warrior. If they're fighting and they start to lose massive amounts of blood, mm-hmm. the body goes into a lower blood pressure so you don't bleed out and you can keep fighting and finish the battle.
So what does that have to do with getting your blood?
Because I'm a warrior, and the reason I pass out when some little gal takes my blood is because I'm a warrior.
Oh, okay.
Not that I'm a wuss.
I'll remember that. So let's talk about, can a pre-check be done to see how a supplement will react before you take it?
Yes, that's one of the other things, is that we do a galvanic skin resistance test. With that, we can find out how the body's going to respond to the product before you take it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that we have a lot of different forms of iodine. We know that somebody might need a vitamin D, but there's a lot of different forms. So we pretest them just to see how the body responds before they actually take it. Mm-hmm. Because even though you might show up that you need it, you may not respond well to one form as opposed to another.
Right. I mean, like for vitamin C or vitamin D, we have a lot of different options.
A lot of different options. And we want to know where we're going to get, the most bang for the buck. Mm-hmm. So test. How do we find out what's going to work the best for the person?
And how often should follow-up labs be done?
Well, it depends on the on the individual. I mean, some labs we do within 10 days to make sure that we're getting a good response. Mm-hmm. But you should at least get labs, a full panel of labs, at least once a year. And that's everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone, there is no real exceptions. Really, you should never go longer than a year for a good basic lab testing to see how the health of the body is doing.
Makes sense. So how often should a person be checked for supplementation?
People should be checked on supplementation minimum of a program of about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have people that we have come in on a every 3 month basis just to make sure they're taking the right supplementation if they're on a program. Some people are checked much, you know, more often, but usually on average we check like once a month.
Okay. Well, Dr. Prather, we have a minute before we go into fourth segment. In our fourth segment, we're going to be hearing from Mary and her health journey here at the Prather Practice. But I want to make sure you have time to say what you would like to on this topic.
And again, what we are is we are a structure function office. We're looking at homeostasis. And the homeostasis is the definition of health. And the best way, one of the most important ways that you can get healthy is through supplementation. So I highly encourage everyone to be involved in that.
Yeah, it's so important. And I want to reiterate, you know, getting the lab test. In fact, I got a blood panel this week just to see where I'm at.
Yeah, it's very difficult just to be able to walk into a health food store and say, how about this one?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do the lab test, you don't know. And if you don't know, you really shouldn't supplement.
Okay. Thank you. When we come back, we're going to hear from Mary, and she's going to share on her health journey here at the Prather Practice.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Let's talk about the different treatments here at the Prather Practice that are effective in infertility.
The most famous one is acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture, that's one of the things. We have a very well-known acupuncture part of our practice. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, and so most women... most couples that are coming in for the acupuncture portion. But we also let them know that there's a lot of other things that we can do that can actually help that have been well proven to facilitate pregnancy.
Well, let's go back to acupuncture. Mm-hmm. How does that help in infertility?
There's no doubt that there's quite a bit of results with acupuncture. As a matter of fact, a lot of infertility clinics, because it has improved the rate so much, is that they've added that in mm-hmm. to part of their practice. So there's no doubt that that helps. One of the things that I have found is that acupuncture is absolutely amazing on two things. One, it reduces the inflammation in through the body. Mm-hmm. And inflammation, high amounts, especially in the reproductive area, will certainly kick off infertility.
Mm.
So a reduction in inflammation is one of the basic types of things. The other thing that it definitely has been proven to have an effect on is the hormones of the body. Acupuncture really improves the oxytocin, which is sort of your feel-good, happy place.
That's what I hear mostly from patients after their acupuncture.
Sure.
You know, they feel so much better.
Right.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the things that you can do just to feel better immediately. I have a lot of people who have sleep disturbances, anxiety. I've had so many people who, with some regular acupuncture treatments, no longer need anti-anxiety medication.
Mm.
So there's just this really feel-good, and oxytocin high levels is definitely one of the hormones that really helps with fertility. So that's been very well proven, and we see that evident on every patient almost that we do. Acupuncture definitely has an effect on both of those things, and both of those things has a big part in infertility. If you're going through infertility as an issue, absolutely acupuncture is 100% safe, no real side effects. It would be foolish not to do that.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. For our Restoring Hope segment this week, we now go to Elaine Reisner with another patient success story from the Prather Practice.
Today we are joined by Mary to share her story at the Prather Practice. Mary, what health situation first brought you in here to our practice?
I had just returned from a two-week vacation in Europe, and when I got back, my whole neck was just crunched up, and the pain went down my arm. Actually, the pain was so bad that my arm felt numb.
Come back from a vacation like that, that's not bad.
Yeah, it was pretty, it was a long flight home.
I bet.
But I went to see my physician the Monday after I got back, and went on a week of steroids and muscle relaxers, and in a week I was in just as much, if not more, pain.
Okay.
So one of the folks that I went to Europe with, she's a health and fitness and life coach kind of person, and I told her that my physician had referred me to the Indiana Spine Clinic, and she lives in Florida. She said, no, please don't go there. Let me do some research first.
Okay.
And so it was a friend in Florida that actually found the Prather Practice and referred me and asked me to please try this before I went to any spine clinic.
Okay.
So I said, I'll do what you try. I trust you. So.
Okay. Okay. It's a good friend.
It's a really good 30-year friend, 40-year friend. You know, so, and she is, you know, physiology. She knows, she knows how everything connects. And she wanted me to go to the chiropractor, but she said it has to be a certain kind, and let me find you one.
Okay.
And so she did.
Okay, awesome.
And then I looked on the website, and I saw you, Elaine.
Yeah.
who happens to be a sorority sister of my daughter.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is meant to be.
Yeah.
And started Facebook messaging Elaine saying, I need help.
Yeah, we got you in.
And you got me in.
Yep. Okay, cool. So kind of talk me through how we worked with you. What did we do with you?
Well, when I first came, Dr. Prather said, you know, Mary, your head's, based on your x-ray, your head's not on straight. And I thought, this is the first time somebody said that to me. Totally different context. But he goes, no, I'm serious, your head's not on straight. We're going to get your head on straight, and then we will begin working on the other issues. So he got my head on straight, and that was an interesting experience, painless, but interesting. But it immediately relieved, like, the tension in my neck, and I'm sure I was overcompensating during this two-week period by, you know, adjusting my neck or my arms or whatever to try to accommodate the pain. So that was an immediate relief.
Yeah.
Came back for a couple more, and I was still complaining about pain in my arm. And I'll never forget this as long as I live, because he asked me to put my hand on top of my head, and so I did. And he touched underneath my arm, and I literally jumped off the table. And he said, you've got a Terry's minor problem. I said, who's Terry? And it's not minor. We've got an issue here. I agree, but I'm not sure what you're talking about. So was it, you know, a muscle, and it's, I'm not even going to pretend like I know, but I know it's back here. But it was impacting, you know, my arm and the pain and everything. So then when we started working on Mr. Terry Miner, as I like to refer to him, it was miraculous. So, you know, during that time, I was coming in three times a week, always seeing Dr. Prather, sometimes getting a massage, which is a bonus, acupuncture, and then I'm not sure what the machine is called, but it kind of stretches your neck out.
Decompression.
And let me tell you, that just feels good, even if your neck doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
So my neck was fine, but that decompression is very relaxing. So I did that for almost 3 months, three times a week. So, and now I can say I'm fully healed. I work out with trainers, and so when I go to do something and I feel Mr. Terry, I say, I'm not doing that anymore. So I can tell that's gradually getting 100% healed.
Okay,
as my workouts continue.
Good.
So
awesome. Great. So, and you completed the care, and then we put you on a maintenance program to make sure that we keep everything where it needs to be. Mr. Terry doesn't flare up too much,
right.
That sort of thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
good.
So, for someone out there that maybe, went on vacation or is maybe dealing with a pain that they just can't figure out what's going on, and they're trying to do some research to figure out where they want to go or what they want to do, they don't know where to start, what is some advice that you would give them?
Don't limit your options. I mean, I would have followed my physician's order to go to the Indiana Spine Clinic, of which she said, they'll cut you open, you'll have screws, you'll have the... Don't do that. Mm. Please, please, please. I mean, she really was begging me on the phone. And I said, okay, I'm open to it. And honestly, it was the best thing I could have ever done. And there's just... We all have aches and pains, and that's why I'm coming back for maintenance. I can remember just a maintenance visit, and Dr. Prather felt on my hip and said, how long has that been bothering you? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know it was bothering me, but it hurt when you touched it. Mm-hmm. And he said, let's take care of that.
Sure.
And no sooner had he done his magic, is what I like to refer to it as, the pain was gone. And so... I just think our bodies need some help staying in alignment. We're so busy. We're slinging stuff. I am. I favor my left hand. And that's where I got, the injury. And my friends overpacked. There's another piece of advice. Don't go with friends on vacations that can't carry-on lip bags. And otherwise, you end up carrying all their luggage because they can't get it in the trunk of the car. So it's like, okay. So I really do think it's for me carrying their luggage.
Yeah.
But I just think little aches and pains or something chronic, like mine, it was just chronic.
Mm-hmm.
It's well worth the exploration to consider your options. And
sure.
I'm so glad I took her advice.
Yeah, and it sounds like you were recommended to go the route of basically slapping a Band-Aid on it or cutting you open, putting some screws in there. Hey, hopefully it works,
you know,
which obviously is going to cause a longer issues down the road. And so I'm glad that you did do your research. And I remember the first time that you came in and you were not feeling good. I remember you started coming in. You're like, I got to wash my hair.
I did my hair today.
And
I'm not in my pajamas. I don't think I've ever felt that kind of pain. And I have been through childbirth, so I'm telling you, it was just constant. And then because it was so painful, the lack of sleep and the lack of, every eating, the lack of everything that goes along with feeling so horrible, just compounded the problem.
Yeah.
So I was truly grateful when my head got put on and my neck worked itself out. But then I still, like I said, we moved our way down in the exploration and figured out that Terry's minor was an issue, too.
So. You're a whole new person.
Better.
Dr. Prather put you together.
Better.
Got the head on straight.
Humpty Dumpty's back together. She had a good fall, but then she came back. I can't wait to go back to Europe, and I'm not carrying anybody's luggage. There's a reason I carry small luggage.
Well, Mary, thank you for sharing your story, and it's been great to see your progression, and we love seeing your smiling face when you come in here. So,
thank you, Elaine.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.